Welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor, and this is the show where we help you build passive income, financial freedom. That is our goal. We hope that you will take a lot of the resources that we provide you here on the channel to be able to go out and take action and become a real estate investor. We have so many back episodes that can help you take action and figure out taxes and setting up your LLC and how to get started buying your first rental property. I'm super excited because we've got a special guest on the show today. His name is Dan, and he is a new real estate investor. He just bought a property actually with us. I think at the end of September, ended up closing. The rehab is just wrapped up. Now we hear at the, I think it wrapped up right after Thanksgiving. So it was a pretty heavy rehab actually. And we now have a tenant in the property and a cash flowing rental property. So we're going to talk about Dan's journey, how he got started, and kind of deep dive his experience with us. Dan, great to see you.
Hey, thanks, Clayton. It's an honor to be on the show here with you.
It's great. So this is the first time we've ever had someone use their cell phone for the video. So, and it actually looks pretty darn good. So if you're watching the video version of this, and you're at work right now, right?
Yes, that's right. I'm on my lunch break here at work.
So tell me, what do you do for a living? And how? And we'll kind of start there, and then we'll kind of dive into the real estate part of this.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a therapist here in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Working with couples and families.
Okay, great. And so you just moved. Now, you were out in California, one of the worst places to invest in the United States, where my wife is from. So you were out in California, in my old stomping ground. I used to live right near where you did in Hermosa Beach. And you actually closed on this rental property that we had provided you with at the end of September. So you were in California when you closed on that, right?
Yes, that's right.
So take me through that process. Being a California resident, buying your first property, what did that look like?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been listening to the podcast for a long time and then YouTube videos. And so we've been learning about assets and liabilities. And we had just sold our home in Florida where we were from. We were doing some travel nursing in California after I graduated from grad school. So kind of a postgraduate's vacation slash travel nursing for my wife and our family. And we knew that when we left Florida, we wanted to buy a rental property. We didn't want to, at first we wanted to maybe buy a bigger, nicer home, but when learning about assets and liabilities, we knew we wanted to buy a performing asset. So in between moving from Florida to California, we were in contact with Larry and the Morris Invest team, and it went very smoothly finding our first property.
All right. So take me through that process. So you reached out to us, you booked a call with us, you went to our website, then you jumped on the phone with one of our team members, and we provided you with a property. What were some of the things that maybe in the beginning maybe kind of held you back, or were you ready to go? Did you know that, look, I'm here in California. There's no way I'm buying a property in California. I need to come outside of my comfort zone and go to the Midwest, go to areas where I have high return on investment. Is that kind of what brought you to us?
Most definitely. Yeah. While in Florida, we learned about Morris Invest. And at first, we thought we wanted to sell our home in order to buy a nicer home. But while in Florida, we when learning about financial intelligence, Rich Dad, Poor Dad through Robert Kiyosaki, listening to podcasts, learning with Ken McElroy, just all that valuable information, we knew that we wanted to buy a performing asset instead of continuing to pour into a liability like owning a home. So we're currently renting, and when we did move from Florida, we knew that we wanted to buy a rental property through Morris Invest. So it was a very easy process. We sold our home, we took the profits from selling our home, and we were able to buy a property and also decrease our liability by paying off half of my student loan. So
we nice.
We had a good positive and getting rid of a negative as well.
Today's episode is brought to you by my new favorite home security system, the folks at Simply Safe.
And guess what? You'll even see a commercial about it during the big game on the Super Bowl. Good job, Simply Safe. A Super Bowl commercial? That's fantastic. Simply Safe blankets your whole home with protection, and it's super simple to set up. You're going to be blown away by how easy it is to set up your own security system. Around the clock, professional monitoring makes sure the police are on the way when you need them. The security sensors are tiny, blending in with your home so you won't even notice them. The Verge calls Simply Safe the best home security, and it's a wire cutter top pick. As more than 3 million Simply Safe customers already know, and it feels good to fear less. I've told you before how easy it is to set up. I mean, it's amazing how easy it is to set up. And I have an iPhone, so I use the iOS app. Super simple. When I leave the house, just click the little button. Boom, it's secure. Plus, setting up the additional accessories if you want. You can add all sorts of different home monitoring items with Simply Safe. So I've got the main sort of home hub, and then I've got the motion sensor up in the corner. And think about it. If you're a real estate investor and you own properties, or maybe you own a vacation rental and you want to make sure that your property is secure, Simply Safe is the way to go. That way you know your investment is protected. So protect your home today. You'll get free shipping on any system. Right, free shipping. All you need to do to get this free shipping is just visit simplysafe.com/investing. That's simply, and it's spelled like this, S-I-M-P-L-I, simplysafe.com/investing to protect your home and family today. simplysafe.com/investing. Thanks, guys.
That's great. So you were able to take the profit from the sale of that home, buy a cash-flowing rental property. So yes. Was anyone in your family, was your wife nervous about the process? Usually, I mean, you know, hey, I'm fortunate that my wife, we're both on the same page with investing. You know, she grew up watching her family with warehouses that they own, rental properties that they owned. So we were on the same page with that. But a lot of times we talk to clients who, hey, you got to help me convince my spouse one way or the other. It's the husband, the wife. It really doesn't matter. Did you have to convince your wife, or did she have to convince you in any way?
Yeah, at first we wanted to take the sale home. We wanted to save up and buy, almost like buy a house in full. We had kind of the Dave Ramsey mentality of getting out of debt, getting out of personal debts. We still onto that philosophy in order to be personally debt-free so we have more cash flow to buy more assets. But we didn't want to pour all our money into a house we're going to own. There was a process there of changing the mindset of owning our home versus owning rental properties, so we can have passive income, so we were not being a slave to our work forever. I mean, having a job here is very valuable and wanting to help others, but we also want to not stress out our whole lives. So through listening to your podcast and YouTube videos, through listening to Robert Kiyosaki and reading Rich Dad Poor Dad, both of our mindsets kind of started changing at the same time. We both kind of transformed together. So it was uncomfortable. It was uncomfortable with the growth and that we had to do, but the uncomfortable part was necessary in order to grow to where we are now. So we kind of went through this process together.
We're going to put up some pictures here of the property you bought before and after. If you want to describe, so the before photos, did that scare you at all? This is pre-rehab. Here are some before photos of the rehab. And then we're going to show you some after photos. Did that scare you off? I mean, a lot of times, you know, people like look and they think, oh my God, that house is ugly. It's like, hey, I buy them the uglier the better because I know that we're going to renovate them, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. The encouraging part was seeing that there was an all-in cost with Morris Invest. Like that bottom line number includes the rehab, and you kind of get a timeline of when it's going to be done. So with that cost comes like the encouraging part that it is still like it's off market, it's below market. And so even when seeing pictures of the house, there's encouragement. You're going to have some creativity in mind that this will get better. This will be tenant ready, and kind of have to have faith in that way to know that you will have a cash flowing performing asset. So it's really forward thinking and finding a solution for any problem that's there.
Now, let's talk about the tax benefits here, because you got this property rehabbed, cash flowing, and now you paid for this asset before the end of the year for taxes. So talk to me about your process. Who are you working with on taxes? How has your tax accountant been agreeable to rental real estate, or had you had to go shopping for a new tax team?
We have a tax person that we worked with in the past, and they have talked about the benefits of having rental property, being able to have depreciation, claiming tax write-offs, tax benefits for rehab. She admitted she wasn't very knowledgeable in that area, but she knows that there are benefits to having rental real estate. So that was in Florida for last year. This year, in Pennsylvania, we're going to have to find a new accountant who is knowledgeable rental real estate. But we did have the heads up from the previous accountant that yes, it is very beneficial to have rental real estate.
I want to say this because your accountant might be a friend or whatever, but if they don't understand real estate, you know, we'll put a link in the description below for our team at Wealthability that we work with, Tom Wheelwright's great team. One of Tom's sayings is that if your accountant, you know, doesn't understand real estate, it's time to go shopping for another tax accountant, because rental real estate is the number one way to take advantage of this tax code in this country.
Today's episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. You know what's not smart? All those job boards that send you a mile-high stack of resumes to sort through. But you know what is smart? Going to ZipRecruiter.com/investing to hire the right person. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you, tailor-made for you. Its powerful matching technology scans through thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience. And then they actively invite them to apply for your job, so you get qualified candidates fast. That's why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the United States. This rating comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. You have to go to this web address to try this for free. ZipRecruiter.com/investing. If you love this show, just show your support to it and ZipRecruiter by going to ZipRecruiter.com/investing. That's ZipRecruiting. That's ZipRecruiter.com/investing. It's my favorite way to hire people for our company. You are going to love them. Check them out today. ZipRecruiter.com/investing.
And now when you look as a therapist, you're running your practice there and you start to think about adding additional properties to that, to the point where you're not paying anything in taxes. Has that process started unwinding for you a little bit?
Definitely have properties to where it's covering all of our monthly expenses. That is decreasing our taxes to not paying any taxes at all. I think of having a business is very beneficial, but having the passive income, I think, is a more top priority. For us, my wife's a nurse. She has her her active income that she has, which is very nice. But having the passive income to replace all that—that's the ultimate goal of us.
That's great. That's great. So, I know we've got you on your lunch break, Dan. But what's next for you? Now you got this one cash flowing rental property. We were so glad to be able to work with you on that, and the team did a great job getting everything lined up for you. What's next for you? Where do you go from here?
Yeah, definitely. We're very happy with the property we have in Detroit. We got a B-class single-family home, and we definitely want to upper that into our cash-out refinancing to our next property with Morris Invest. My wife and I started shopping around in Pennsylvania to look for properties ourselves, just to use the skills that we've learned in finding our own deals. So doing a little bit of a mix of both. We really want to scale. We have a set goal in mind of how much per month we're looking to cash flow in. And so this is a brand new ball game for us, and we're really excited to get into it and really want to master it. So it's a great thing for couples to do together too. If you're looking to invest in real estate, having your spouse or partner on board with you makes it really helpful for your relationship. And to really help bond and increase attachment there too.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys can fight more. So yeah. I'm just saying, you start doing properties in your own backyard and you go down that rabbit hole, you know, be prepared for some battles about, oh, we've got to evict this person, we've got to fire this contractor. But that's part of the process, right? That's part of, especially yeah. if you happen to be in an area where you can create really good ROI and find great off-market properties and you have great contractors, like all of those pieces come together. And then, of course, ultimately having a great property management team. But as long as, you know, my wife and I will go out to dinner, we'll have some battles sometimes. So have there been any battles yet?
We not really like battles, but we have some properties that we found in Pennsylvania, and we're kind of comparing, like, I want property A because of this. Like, well, she might say, I want property B because of this. And it's actually a fun thing for us to compare and kind of the business together. So no fights yet on real estate investment.
Well, that's good. Keep the fighting clean, but it's part of the process, right?
Yeah.
Before we let you go, I want to ask you, and I know we got you on your lunch break here, but your business entity, how did you take title to the property, and how have you set those pieces up? My audience, I'm sure, would love to hear how you did it.
Oh, yes, definitely. Having an LLC is the absolute best way to go. Protect yourself. Because if someone goes after you, then they're going after what's in the LLC, not your personal, what you have personally in your life. So we easily set up an LLC. Larry sent us a link to click and get that set up for the state of Michigan. I did it all within the same day and got the EIN number for our taxes. And I went down to our local bank and set up a business bank account. All very easy. It's just making it a priority. It's not very difficult to do, but definitely having an LLC entity, I think, is the wisest choice to make.
Yeah. And we've made it simple too. If you visit our website, morrisinvest.com/LLC, just type that all lowercase, morrisinvest.com/LLC. We have links for anyone who wants to set up an LLC, and you'll save $100 off that process now, which is great. So, well, congrats, Dan. It's a real pleasure to connect with you, and I'm glad our team could help you get that first property. And we're looking forward to doing many more with you on your way to building financial freedom. Thank you so much, Dan.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on the show here.
Thank you, Dan, so much. And thanks to all of you for downloading and subscribing. And we haven't done a case study episode in a little while. I thought this would be a lot of fun. So you can hear real investors who are new, just starting out, and their experiences kind of overcoming those hurdles, some of those fears, the things that were holding them back to get started. And I love talking about the tax piece of this as well, the LLC piece of this, so that we can find out the best strategies to move forward. So thank you so much for subscribing. If you would like to book a call with our team, go ahead. It's always easy. And our friendly staff would love to talk with you for 30 minutes to find out what your goals are. Just go to morrisinvest.com and book a call with us. We will have a fun time talking with you. Until next time, everyone, go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time.